So we're in the weight room in the community center, gym center right now. Can you describe what you guys are going to be doing and sort of the time frame of it?
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of week project, but basically what we're going to first start with is we're taking all of the old equipment that, number one, has become unsafe. For the last 5 or 6 years, we've been trying to make fixes to the equipment ourselves, which, if you look around, has not created the safest of environments in some aspects. And so because of that, all of this equipment we are going to be clearing out, and we've got actually new equipment coming in from Life Fitness. So that's one half of the project. The other half is that since we are clearing out all the equipment in this room, it gives us a good opportunity to fix a lot of the holes that are in the walls, put a new drywall in, give a new coat of paint to the whole entire room, and just kind of clean things up and get rid of some of the things that aren't used.
And can you show me sort of what the damage that's happened to these? Can you
just yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
For example, on this chest press, as you can see, there's a larger hole here, and that's because of the fact that while somebody was actually using it, this wire snapped on them. And so because of that, the piece that is connected to the wire, we had to cut out an extra hole for it, and then we had to put together our own set of linkage for it to be actually to be usable again.
Yeah, so that's a tension wire.
So that wire actually holds all the weight as they push forward. And so that snapping, you know, snaps the wire, flings it back, and then at the same time also drops all the weight at the same time. I mean, lots of things could have gone wrong there.
Yeah. So how many pieces of equipment in total are you guys going to be replacing here?
We'll actually be replacing each one of these individual pieces of equipment. So what is that, 8 pieces?
And what's the cost of that going to be?
It's actually going to cost us about $20,000 once we're all said and done with the whole room and the new pieces of equipment. The nice thing is that the new pieces of equipment are user-friendly. They're also really easy to maintain, which cuts our maintenance costs because we've had our maintenance guys in here, you know, on a weekly basis fixing these pieces of equipment.
Sure. And for this area, what's it going to mean in terms of people who normally would be going in here and using it? What's that going to mean?
Oh, well, for them, we still have the high school weight room. Then we also have our other fitness equipment. Because the people won't be able to get to the fitness equipment here, we will have fitness equipment upstairs. We'll probably move a few of these pieces out in the hallway. The free weights, the kettlebells, the balls, all those will be moved into the hallway. And so people will be allowed to use the fitness room throughout the day to do, you know, lifting and those types of things.
And then the second big thing that you guys are working on refinishing is refinishing up the gym floor, which you guys just received funding for as well, right?
That is correct. Yeah, we got a $13,000 grant from the Rasmussen Foundation. And then we budgeted in another $13,000. The quotes came in a little bit above that. And so the assembly just approved for the actual bid to be done. And so Alaska Industries is going to be coming in probably the third week of August, and they'll be done by the end of August, and we'll be able to be back on the floor the 1st of September.
So can you show me the gym and sort of what you guys are going to be doing?
Absolutely.
All right, let's check it out.
With the gymnasium floor, what we'll be doing is we'll actually be sanding the wood all the way down to the bare wood. So that means removing all the lines that are on here, removing all of the clear coat on here. And then what we'll be doing is then it'll be all cleaned up. They'll put 2 coats of protective varnish on it. They'll repaint all of the lines, and then they'll put another 2 coats of protective coat on it, you know, another varnish of some sort. It'll take about a week for it to cure and to dry appropriately. Then it'll be open, like I said, the 1st of September. We'll also be doing the racquetball court at the same time.
So when was the last time this place was actually refinished?
It's been about a year and a half since it's had another protective coat put on it, just because we've been trying to save money to be able to do this specific project. It hasn't been sanded down and the lines redone since it was open in the early 90s.
And so again, for this one, as far as what it means for people who normally be using the gym, where are they just going to have to go outside? Is it makeshift?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not another venue for us to be able to put folks in for the community gymnasium. Would I love for there to be another venue? Absolutely, but there just isn't. And so it's just going to be a time where it's just going to be down, where they're going to have to find a couple of things to do for those 2 weeks while it's down.